Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I thank you for tuning in with me. I thank you for coming to listen. Hallelujah. I know I haven't been on live in a minute, a couple of weeks, because God's been just having me be in the midst of Him. God's been pouring into me and releasing a lot of different things that He's doing in my life for me to release to His children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing would be in behind the scenes sometimes, of just letting God pour into you. See, I can't pour out if I don't get poured into. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And developing a new level of the relationship, because I'm going from faith to faith. So if I'm in another faith level, that means God's voice and the way He says stuff is at another level. And I need to make sure I'm in tune with His voice and how He calls my name and how He pronounces my name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to encourage you to always be in a relationship and always know what level of faith that you're in and your Father. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. As you touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God, shed your blood over healing scriptures, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for you, Father God. We long for more of your understanding, more of your embrace, Father God. We long to go to where you call us to go through, Father. We want to go from faith to faith, Father God, but we want to know your voice in each faith level, Father God. We want to know the lessons. We want to know how to sit back and submit and to apply the things that you're putting forth in front of us, Father God. But we got to do that through our personal relationship. So we surrender everything to you that's not belonging to you, Father God. Any place that we're not humbled at, Father God, we ask you to humble us, Father God. Let your name be exalted, Father God. Let your glory reign in our life, Father God, and give us the strength to walk out in the glory manifestation of who you called us to be, Father God, and to do the work, Father God. We can do nothing without you, hallelujah, but we can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. And we thank you for sending Christ to redeem us. We thank you for so loving us to bring us back to a personal relationship with you, Father God. We thank you for all things that you do, Father God. We love you. And we seal all things in Jesus' name according to your good, acceptable, and perfect will. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we want to seal things in Jesus' name, but we want it according to God's will. See, I don't want to just be praying for stuff that don't belong to me, stuff that's not in alignment, because when you keep, you don't want nothing that's not in God's will for your life, because the favor and God's hand is not on that thing. That thing might destroy you. Hallelujah. I just want what God's hand is over in my life, where God is guiding and directing, where it's written in the book of life, where His plans is for me, where His thoughts and His ways is higher than me and that thing, because it belongs to Him. Hallelujah. See, if my plans and my thoughts and ways is higher in the thing that I'm thinking I'm walking out God's will, that means I'm walking out my own will. But God's thoughts and ways is higher than me, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I only can do this through you. Hallelujah. I'm in alignment with His will. Today's title is called His Access Granted. And as my Father been speaking to me, I did a video Sunday, and it was talking about the circumstances. I was in Philippians 3, and I'm going to go over that today. Hallelujah. Because God just wanted me to go more into details. Hallelujah. I did like a 5 or 6 minute video. And it was talking about how God, how Paul was talking about the circumcision, hallelujah, talking about pressing toward the high calling of God, hallelujah. And we need to understand what God is saying and what He is saying to us. And this is what the Spirit gave me to release to His children. And I'm going to start at Philippians 3, and I'm going to start at verse 3. It says, we are of the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. It say, have no confidence in the flesh. When you have confidence in something, you believe in it. You know that it's going to do what it said it was going to do. See, we can't have confidence in the flesh. Circumcision means to remove the foreskin, remove the skin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you're removing it. Now we worship Him in the spirit. This is a spiritual relationship that you have with your Father. Everything is about the spirit. Hallelujah. See, when you look at Abraham and you look at circumcision, Hallelujah. He said, it says that we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. Hallelujah. So we worship God in the spirit. And when God came to Abraham in Genesis 17, starting at chapter 10, I'm going to start at chapter 10, but I want you to read all of it and say, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man shall among you shall be circumcised. This was a covenant that God was making him. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in your house or brought with money or of stranger, which is not of your seed. He that is born in your house and he that is brought with your money must need be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of the foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. And he has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarah. You shall not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there. And he said that this covenant, this shall be a covenant in the flesh. This shall be in your flesh an everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. So he was saying to Abraham, this covenant that I'm making with you about you circumcising this every child that's 8 days old of new beginning, they're supposed to be circumcised. The foreskin was supposed to come off the men child, hallelujah, to represent the everlasting covenant that God said he was making with him. It was a covenant in the skin. But right here in the Philippians, it's talking about we are of the circumcision which worship God in the spirit, hallelujah. And it said we're not supposed to have confidence in the flesh, hallelujah. See, the covenant that God made was a covenant in the flesh, but he wasn't telling you to have confidence in the flesh. Now that we have the spirit, now that the everlasting covenant has come to pass, now we know that the covenant, the circumcision, what Abraham didn't know right then was a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we are revealed to know that it's a spiritual thing, so we no longer have confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinks that he whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. So Paul's saying that I could have been confident in the flesh because if any other man, because he, we're going to keep going, circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. So he said he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews being circumcised, but as a touching the law, he was a Pharisee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that the law came because the flesh was sinful. Hallelujah. So when God sent the law, it let us know how much sin we had in the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Paul was letting it know that we are the circumcision of the spirit. Now, if it was like that, he had confidence in his flesh because he was of the Hebrews. He had the circumcision, and he was a Pharisee according to the law. Hallelujah. They followed the law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they was also the ones that persecuted Jesus because they were so much into the law and into reading the word that they didn't understand the word when it was in flesh. Hallelujah. Because God does the God, Jesus was the word in flesh. And Jesus come and he want us to be the word in flesh. And you got to know who he is when he in the flesh of something. Hallelujah. But you don't have confidence in the flesh, but your spirit sees that thing manifesting through flesh. Hallelujah. And concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law. He was saying, I was zealous for the church, touching the righteousness which was in the law, blameless. So he was blameless. Hallelujah. He was zealous for the church. He was touching the righteousness of the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted them lost for Christ. He said they were gained to me, but now I count them lost for Christ because I lost them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ye doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. So he say, I have count all things losses. Hallelujah. For the excellency of the knowledge of God. See, he want to know the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. He want to know the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he count them as a loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He has suffered loss in all things. So he has lost in all things, all the things that he knew. See, what we need to understand is that when Paul Paul was talking about this. It say his access granted. And when I talked about today, I talked about God. When he called you, he want to know your name. You want to have an answer to something. But God is calling you, and he's calling you by your name. But you got to say, here I am, Lord. You got to answer him to get an answer. Hallelujah. He want to know that you know the voice of his, you want to know the tone of him. When Jesus came to Paul on the morrow when he was on the way to Damascus, when he was Saul, he called his name. Hallelujah. He asked him why he was persecuting him. Paul heard the voice because God had, before he was in his mother womb, had ordained him for a special time to come into deliverance. Hallelujah. But he had to go through all the things that he went through. Hallelujah. And by Paul having the Holy Spirit, because when I talked about it Sunday in the video, I say the Holy Spirit, Jesus say, for the comforter he was going to send in his father's name, that was going to bring back to remembrance everything that he said. It will guide you into all truth and teach you all things. Hallelujah. But it brings back to remembrance the Holy Ghost. It teaches us all things and it brings back all things to remembrance. So as Paul is speaking these things and he's telling us we are the circumcision of the spirit, which worship God in the spirit, he is speaking of the things that was brought back to remembrance to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he pressing towards what God have new inside of him. But he has to bring back to remembrance and know that what I went through and what I was taught, it was good right then and there, but now I have to go somewhere different. Now I have to go deeper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why everything that you've been through, when Jesus came to Paul, when he was going to persecute, that was a lesson learned in Paul's life. Hallelujah. And it's a lesson for us. Hallelujah. That when Paul was going to bring harm, God stopped him. Jesus stopped him, and it made him come to the realization of his calling, the calling that God had for his life. If God told, Jesus told Ananias, like, you have to go and let him know what he's a chosen vessel of mine, and he have to go and know what he have to go through for my name's sake. Hallelujah. All the things that he have to go through for my name's sake. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Paul counted everything as a loss, and he found in him not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So he said, I'm not having the righteousness of the law, but he had it before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, it's times in your past where you thought the things that you were doing right were right. It might have been right then and there at that time. Hallelujah. How you survived and how you got along, but now you cannot use that same thing now. But if you don't allow God to let you look back in your past as you're teaching and as you're going about doing things, you won't see how God have delivered you. Hallelujah. See, Paul counted as lost, but it was for the ecstasy of the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he wanted to know the ecstasy of the knowledge of Christ. He was satisfied with that. He was okay with that. Hallelujah. He didn't feel like he was neglected or he was lost for something, and that he was okay with that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, for our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So Paul was talking about the imaginations in your mind, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. So as you're walking into what God is calling you, hallelujah, you don't have no imagination that exalts itself over the knowledge of God. He said that for the ecstasy of the knowledge of God, hallelujah, he count everything a loss in all things, hallelujah, that he may win Christ. Hallelujah. See, you want to win Christ. You want to win in everything that he called you to do. Hallelujah. And the things that he's calling you to develop, his access granted. He have access granted for you to gain the understanding of all of this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where we are right now, when Jesus talked to his disciples, he said, I have many things to say to you. Hallelujah. But you can't comprehend it right now. He's releasing a lot of things to us right now. Hallelujah. But you have to allow him to release it so you can comprehend it and understand it. It is the ecstasy of his knowledge that he is releasing right now. It's things that he released to Paul. It's things that he releases other disciples, but it's things that he's releasing through us. Hallelujah. His disciples now, whatever title that he gave you, whatever he ordained you to be, whatever he ordained you to do. Hallelujah. So you have to write down and speak about what God is calling you to say. Hallelujah. And bring deliverance to the people that need deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid of your past. A lot of people say a lot that you got to forget your past. Hallelujah. We're going to keep reading and say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship fellowship of his suffering. He says that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the power of his resurrection. When Jesus rose again, he came back to life. He was dead, but he came back to life. See, we need to know the power of his resurrection, how we was dead, but we came back to life with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's showing us a new life. So it's a new thing. So we see the past. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we come back to life because we see the power of his resurrection. How can you really see the power of his resurrection if you're not willing to look back at what you've been through and what you have overcome? Hallelujah. God is bringing back to remembrance a lot of things a lot of people have been through, and they're afraid and they think it's the devil, but it's God letting you know that I'm showing you the power of my resurrection, how I resurrected you, because I don't want you just to be healed by the stripes of Jesus' blood, but I want you to be made whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Too many people that's walking around healed and they're not whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to walk in the full power, the demonstration of his power. Why are you afraid to demonstrate his power, what he delivered you from? Hallelujah. The spirit is in demonstration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me have the resurrected fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable, conformable to his death. Hallelujah. So we're being made conformable to the death of his suffering. Hallelujah. We went through suffering. We went through certain things. Hallelujah. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, like the suffering we went through before we came to Christ, we was his before we were in the mother's womb. It testifies about us. So it's certain things that we went through, the testimony show how God have been there all our life, how he have delivered us. Some people don't want to face the pain because they don't want to look at it and bring back old feelings, and they think they going over and over. But you're going through deliverance and healing, so you want to be blanket in your head, blanket in your heart, and act like it don't exist, and never walk in true wholeness, never see the true essence of who God is, and never see the true power of who God is, how the hand of God, how he has always been your refuge and your shield, how he have always been in your life, how he teach you how to understand lessons. When it say when somebody prophesies to you, someone speak a word to you, you're supposed to hold on to what's good and hold on to what's not. Hallelujah. When God is prophesying, saying something to you, because when the Holy Spirit, a prophecy is something that is to come. When the Holy Spirit says nothing of itself but tells you things to come. So when the Holy Spirit prophesies and say things to you that's going to come, the reason some people can't receive it and take it is because they don't believe of the power of what God is, because they don't truly believe in the Spirit of God. They truly don't believe in the demonstration and the power of God, but he has power in his hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he wants you just to trust him and walk back. Let him take you back. Not you go back to overthinking it, but let him take you through the process of how you're overcoming, how you overcome. See, the way God processed me is the way he processed me, and I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for every avenue that I had to go through to look back, the tears and everything, the abandonment and everything that went on. I'm thankful for that, because if I would have went and tried to learn and do it the way someone else did it, I wouldn't have been authentic in my healing and my deliverance and my wholeness in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So through your relationship, ask God to show you how to embrace it and walk in it and grow in it and be able to teach. When Jesus told Peter that Satan desired to sift you like wheat, and I pray that your faith fails not, that when you are converted, you help your breather. His faith, Satan wanted to sift him like wheat with his faith. Satan tried to get a lot of us because a lot of things that happen to us in a lot of situations when we come to Christ. See, when you allow God to show you your past and show you how he been there, when he bring back to remember the things how he delivered you from, you will be able to have faith when you go through stuff now, because a lot of people are leaving Christ and a lot of people are leaving God and not believing in Jesus because there's so much happening in this world and saying, how could a loving God allow this to happen? And they lose faith because they not allowing God to show them how he been there in the past, even when they wasn't calling out to him, but he was still their God. He knew they were their child. Hallelujah. But it was a certain time and a certain hour that they had to come and receive, just like Samuel. Samuel didn't know who God was. When God called his voice, he didn't know who he was. He kept running to Elijah. He kept running to him because he didn't know God's voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But then when he knew God was, he said, yes, Lord, here I am, because he didn't know the voice of God. He didn't know his name and who God was, that he was the prophet of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when God allowed you to bring back to remembrance and see you and show you how he always been in your life, when you go through stuff now, you'll be like, if God been there before, I know he'll be there this time. Hallelujah. God was there when I wasn't even submitted to him. If God was there when I wasn't even trusting in him, when I wasn't even walking in faith, do you believe that my God won't be there now that I'm walking in faith, now that I done lost everything, now that I done left everything, now that I trust him and I'm believing in him and I'm praying for him and I'm seeking him and I'm laying at his feet? Do you
even believe in the word because you know who God was when you didn't even trust him, when you didn't even call out to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When in Genesis 17, when God was telling him he was going to be circumcised, he said this, Genesis 18 and 15, saying, God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall now call her name Sarah, and Sarah shall be her name. You shall not call her Sarah no more, but Sarah shall be her name. See, God came when he was doing the circumcision with the flesh, and he gave Sarah a new name. He told it to Abraham. He told Abraham that he was going to have a new name, and he told Sarah she was going to have a new name. Sarah, Abraham was who God communicated with Sarah through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Told her that she was going to be pregnant, told her the thing, let it be known. And Abraham told Sarah. The Holy Spirit, Abraham told Sarah everything that God said. The Holy Spirit tells us everything that he said. So when God changes your name and give you a new name, because when you was in the world before you came to the full understanding, hallelujah, you had a name. But then when you come to God, he give you a new name, and he changed the way he says your name, because he changed your name, because he's changing his voice, and he's changing the things that he's about to manifest in your name. Because when he came to Abraham and he told him to leave his name, he said, I'm going to make your name great. Hallelujah. But it wasn't Aram, it was Abraham that he made great. Hallelujah. When he came and brought him to the circumcision, when it was time for him to have the circumcision in the flesh for the everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. Thank you, DC. God said some things to you when you first stepped out, when you heard about him, because most people, when they hear about God, some people have incidents where they come to God and they be saved and they just be real zealous. When I came to God, I was thankful that he saved me from suicide, but I was lukewarm. I was going back and forth. I was still in the world doing my thing. I was bartending, going to the bar, making my money, then coming and throwing my money at God, like, because all they talked about was tithes and how you supposed to just give your money to God. So I'm telling God, hold me down until next week. And then I'm going drinking and smoking and doing everything else I had to do because I was saved, but God still allowed me to go through different stuff to get to where I was now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he bring me back to my members to show me how you were there being disobedient. You were disrespecting me. You didn't have the fear or the reverence for me. Hallelujah. Because you were thinking that you can pay me, and you were brought with the price. I sent my son down there to save you. Hallelujah. But you didn't know the truth. Hallelujah. But you came to me when I saved you from killing yourself. Hallelujah. But you didn't all the way surrender to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I know that God, how he favored me then, how he saved me then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he has me now. That it don't make a difference who leave me, who neglect me, who turn their back on me, that God has given me a new name. Hallelujah. That God called my name through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit identified my Father, called and talked to me. He talked to me by the name that he has given me. The name that he said he's going to do things through is the name that he speaks to me through the Holy Spirit. See, sometimes people give you names. When I was in the world, people gave me so many names, and so many names that I've been called by so many different people. Had nicknames in junior high school. I had nicknames in high school. Had nicknames when I was in the streets. I had nicknames of boyfriends from. I had so many different nicknames that I answered to. But not only surrender, answer to the name that God calls me. Hallelujah. What he releases, what he calls me in the spirit. Because that voice and that name that he identifies me by is what shows me and lets me know when he's talking to me. Do you know your name? Do you know what God changed your name from? Do you know the voice of God when he's talking to you? Because we the circumcision of the spirit. So if he changed their names when he was doing the circumcision, he changed your name in the spirit. And you need to know who you are. We are all sons of God. Hallelujah. Because this is a spirit thing. But what name is he calling you? And when you can answer, say, here I am, Lord. Then he can give you the answer. See, a lot of you want answers, but you're not saying, here I am, Lord. When he was calling Samuel, see, the reason he didn't have to give Samuel a new name, because he knew the name. See, God, when God named some of his children that was born, he told them what their names was called to be, the names that they were given. And you got to identify with God through the relationship, what is the name that he's given you? Hallelujah. That's why you got to be careful what you call yourself, what you allow people to call you. And that's a whole nother topic, and I'll get on that another day. Hallelujah. I don't want to go too off, but my spirit just led me to say that. Not as though I had already obtained either were already perfect. He say, if by any means I might attain to resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already obtained either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I apprehended of Christ Jesus. Reason I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before. So he said, forgetting those things that are behind, the circumcision of the flesh, of how God did it, the law of how he did it, because now he's not doing it of the righteousness of the law of him following the rules. Now he has the righteousness of faith, of following what God called him to follow. Hallelujah. Now he has the circumcision of the spirit. There ain't the circumcision of the flesh where it say that the covenant is with the flesh. He have a covenant in your flesh. Hallelujah. But it's the covenant in the spirit that he has. So he's forgetting those things, how the covenant, how the circumcision, and how the righteousness came about, but now he's doing it in the spirit and a safe thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now we have to know when we came from the world, we don't do things of how we used to do it in the world, how we used to have faith in the world and have faith in ourselves and have faith in the strength that we have and the confidence of the people that we work for and all the different things. Now we have faith in God because we know that he's our help. He's our present help. He is the one that will always be there. He is the one that will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. So we have to have confidence and faith in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It says the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we had faith in ourselves when we was in the law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we have faith in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This high calling is in Christ Jesus. It's not in the law. It's not in the circumcision of the flesh, but it's in Christ Jesus and what Christ Jesus brought. Christ Jesus brought the spirit. Christ Jesus brought the righteousness of faith. Hallelujah. That he started through Abraham because it was counted to Abraham as righteousness when he believed God. Hallelujah. Abraham was credited as righteousness for the first time when God said it to him because he believed God and held on to what God said when he said he was going to make the covenant. And then when he stepped out on faith, it was confident credit to him as righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God said it was credit to him as righteousness for him believing and also for him having faith. Hallelujah. The only way you can have faith is you believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why faith and belief is connected to each other. Hallelujah. And Jesus said the works of God is to believe on him who he sent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because Christ and God knows that the only way that you can have faith and go out and do God's will is if you believe. You're not going to walk out in faith in something that you don't believe. A lot of people don't believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they're not going to walk out in faith in God's will and try to figure out God's will, because if you don't come through Christ, you're not having the relationship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's about the belief. You have to believe. You have to have faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to press towards the call, the mark of the prize. Hallelujah. The prize. Hallelujah, of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, believing that he's a rewarder of those who believe in him and diligently seek him. Hallelujah. I want to go and read it exactly how it is, because I do not like to say scriptures and don't read it exactly how it is, because I'm just so excited of what God doing. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And you must believe. If you come to him, you must believe. Hallelujah. So you got to believe to have faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So when you believe, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You got to have faith. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you really didn't see it, but it's the substance of things not seen. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, believing that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You got to believe what you stand in faith in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you guys for joining me on God's Through the Message tonight. I pray all you receive the word of the Lord. I pray all of you go deeper in what God is saying. I pray you seek him more. I pray you divide yourself in his word. Hallelujah. Dividing the word of truth. It says, study, show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Divide the word of truth. Speak God's word. Study his word. Get to know his word. Ask him to teach you and guide you and direct you and comprehend his word. Hallelujah. Go at his level. When God allowed the Holy Spirit to bring back to remember some things to you, hallelujah. He is teaching you something because God really wants us to stand in him right now, hallelujah. The prize is in Christ Jesus. He wants us to send him. He dwells inside of us. We live in him. We are hidden. When we are dead and we are hidden with Christ in God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to really trust what God is doing right now in this season because there's so much going on in the world, hallelujah. When you're in Christ, hallelujah, if you look back and see that he was with you then, if he was with you then when you wasn't believing, he was doing whatever, know that he's with you now. Because he created you before you was even in your mother's womb. God knew the purpose and the calling that was over your life. And you got to trust your father. Hallelujah. Surrender everything to him. Join me Friday. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and praying harder. Hug, love, my love.